On today's show of Iron Shoppers Iron, I have one of my dearest friends with me, Kemper. Welcome to the show, Kemp.
Thank you. At first, I was a little nervous, and I said, oh my God, a podcast? No, thank you, but I am so grateful. Thanks for inviting me. I really do appreciate you inviting
me. You're truly welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome. So I sent out a poll asking for feedback this week and asking for different topics. What did the people want to hear? And so I had two topics that stuck out to me. One was on relationships and the other one was on love. And everyone knows how passionate I am about the word love. So I asked Kemper, would you come out and be a guest in the show this week? And after prayer, she decided to come on, and I am so, so happy you decided to come.
Thank you.
So, Kemper, how's life treating you right now?
Very well. Oh, better yet, I'm treating life very well.
Oh, spirit fingers! I love it. So, today's topic is love. And the first question I have for you, Kemper, is, in your own words, describe love.
Wow. You know, when the first thing that's coming to my mind, yeah, is this love that I'm feeling?
Okay.
Is it the love?
Don't know the song.
That I've been searching for. But that's not it.
Okay.
Stop.
That's okay. I still didn't know the song. Oh my God.
That's okay. That's because you're younger than I am, and that's okay.
I know a lot of oldies.
Okay, but goodies.
But goodies, for sure.
Love. Oh my goodness. You know, when I think about love, I think about what the Bible says, what 1 Corinthians 13 says.
Okay.
Right? And I'm not going to, I'll paraphrase, please. Even-tempered, patient, long-suffering, okay, kind. And there's a lot more, y'all. But that's what the word says, right?
Yeah. What does the word love mean in Kemper's language?
I have to honestly say, it took me many, many, many years to be able to define love. And I can't say that, you know, that I know what love is 100%, but I know what it's not.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
But that's not what you asked me. You asked me to define what love is to me.
In your own words.
My own words. Love is
Take as much time as you need. I am the queen at editing. Just go.
Okay. I would have to honestly say that for me, love is self-care. It's taking care of oneself.
Okay.
It's nurturing. It's getting to know who I am. It's really being able to take care of myself and love on me. And I know I'm not supposed to use the word love in my definition.
That's okay.
But again, I'm learning.
Yeah.
Absolutely. One day at a time, I'm learning what love is for me and in my own words. So it's really just taking good care of Kemper and then learning to take care and appreciate others, you know, the other people,
that are
in your life today.
For sure.
I really don't feel like I've answered that your question.
Well, you answered it in your own words, and we just want to hear what the word love meant to you in Kemper's language.
Okay.
And I think you're doing really, really good.
Why, thank you. It's taking care of oneself.
Okay, absolutely. So Kemper said that in her own words, that love is taking care of oneself, and that's going to roll around to the last question I have for you.
Oh boy.
Okay, so in my word, when I say I love someone, what I'm saying is, in my language is, I want to see you happy even if it's not with me. Mm. And I'm talking about relationship-wise as far as a partner, you know, me and a man. Like, if things don't work out between us, I want to see you happy regardless. And that's me saying I love you. To me, that's me setting you free, because I've been in relationships where we should have been called it quits. We should have been called it quits. I was dying on the inside. We were constantly at odds, bumping heads. Mm-hmm. And how can I say I love you still and I'm holding you hostage in this relationship, or you're holding me hostage? And it wasn't until for me, I was like, okay, God, I want to see him happy.
Okay.
You know, no matter who he gets with. And that's me wholeheartedly, for me, loving that person. And also with my daughter, when she picked out colleges, I wanted her to choose the college in Texas.
Okay.
And she wanted to go to a college up in Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
And it was selfish of me to want her to come here just to be with me so I could put that protection over her.
Okay.
But if I say I loved her, for me, in my language, I was saying, I want to see you happy.
I like how
even
you
if
say...
Even if that college.
I like how you say for you in your language, simply because you went with relationships, right? And it is important. But you first have to have a relationship with self.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, and you hear a lot of people saying,
absolutely.
Well, if you don't, how can you love someone else if you don't love yourself? And so that's why I think it's important to start with self.
Right.
It's so important.
And that's our third question for today.
Oh, okay. So am I moving too fast?
A little bit. It's okay. A little bit.
Okay.
All right. So I think we did really, really great at explaining what love was in each other's language.
Yes.
I love Kemper's language and Spirit Fingers. When she chose the terminology, how she described love. And I love the way I described it as well. And one thing I've learned also, that love is not quantifiable, right? It constantly, I can't put one definition on love.
Absolutely
right?
Not.
I cannot. Love manifests itself in each individual. 8 billion people in the world, different ways.
Okay.
And love means what it means to me and you and so on and so on.
Okay? Exactly.
Not going to ramble on about that. So that brings me to the next question we have for today. And the next question we have for today, can I get a drum roll, please? All right. All right, Kemper. The people would like to know, what are your love languages? What are your love languages?
My love languages. I love being touched.
Okay, physical touch.
Okay, right. I like that. I like intimacy and not just sex, right?
Right.
I love intimacy, and that's just spending time with...
Yeah.
My love language. Physical. Being physical, being intimate, being just spending quality time, you know, with my mate, with my fiance, because I have one. Bam!
Hey! Show that rock off of the camera.
By the way, I'm getting married.
Oh, congratulations!
Oh, April 7th, y'all, I'm getting married.
Congratulations, Kim is going to be a bride. Congratulations.
No, seriously.
So you named two love languages.
I did.
You gave us physical touch and you gave us quality time. What's your third one?
Let's see. What's my third one? Can I just have two?
You could just have...
I mean, I'm sure...
Guys, can Kemper just have two love languages? They said you could just have two love languages.
Okay, I have more, but that's another...
That's for another day.
That's for another day.
Okie dokie. All right, so what my love languages?
Yeah, what are yours?
My love languages are definitely affirmations, acts of service, and gift giving.
Oh.
Those are my three love languages.
Okay, I like.
I'm not a big physical touch person as far as me touching on you. I want to be touched on to a certain degree, just like cuddles, to a certain degree.
Okay.
I'm the total opposite. So I am acts of service, affirmation, and gift giving. I love to give gifts and I love to receive them.
Okay. I like that, y'all.
Yes,
I
ma'am.
Like that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Now she makes me feel bad about, well, not feel bad, but now I'm like, well,
what?
I should have said something else, right?
No, I don't even know
what I said.
You're good.
I like to be touched, right?
And that's physical touch.
Okay.
And there are five love languages.
I know.
Okay, and so physical touch was one.
And what else did I say?
Quality time.
Okay.
And you said you just have two.
Okay, but I like to be of service too, y'all.
And
I love giving.
Giving, yes.
I'm a giver.
Yes, you're definitely a giver.
Thank you.
You're definitely a giver.
I love giving. I do. So those are my three.
Those are your three? Or four? You said acts of service, physical touch, gift giving, and quality time?
Okay, four.
Four. Okay, so that brings us to our third.
Oh my gosh. What more?
Yes.
There's more.
Drum roll, please. Describe for us, Kemper, self-love. When you hear the word self-love, describe that for us, please.
I think about self. Automatically, of course, think about self.
Absolutely.
It's self-love. But let me tell y'all something. I haven't always known what self-love is.
Okay.
I have not always given Kemper self-love or shown Kemper self-love. Today I am. Self-love to me is taking care of Kemper.
Okay.
Meditating, working out, eating right.
Absolutely.
Spending time with the people that I love.
Absolutely.
Taking care, being able to take care of people. Encouraging, you know, others. Self-love isn't all about self. It starts with self.
Okay.
But for me, it plays, you know, it's different parts to to self-love.
Absolutely. Sounds good.
What about you?
Okay, so for me, self-love, I haven't always loved myself either. Okay. I was one of those people that suffered from low self-esteem, mm-hmm. low self-worth, self-loathing. I didn't always love myself. But once I started to veer off on that journey mm-hmm. and start to love myself, one way I love myself is expressing myself.
Okay.
Not suppressing how I feel, you know, even if it's anger, it's healthy ways that I use to express that anger.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, I would definitely say self-love and me loving myself is me expressing how I feel, how I honestly truly feel about a situation.
Okay.
That's the most loving thing I can do to myself, because I remember times when I didn't. I remember times I felt a certain way and just didn't say I felt a certain way.
Absolutely.
Because I was had people pleasing energy. Like, I'm not going to say this because I don't want you to feel a type of way. And then I started loving on myself. And you know what? I got to the point where I didn't give up how nobody felt about the way I felt. You know what I mean? I stopped
but
caring.
But how long did it take you to get there?
Oh my God. It was a long
okay.
bumpy
I can
road.
Relate to
it was
that.
A long bumpy road, but absolutely. And I can agree with you when you said for me it's me exercising, mm-hmm. eating healthy, mm-hmm. getting enough rest,
mm-hmm.
Being honest with myself.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Where I am in my journey, where I would like to be. You know, I heard this guy share that God doesn't bless the person you pretend to be. I was like, what?
Oh.
Blew my mind. He was like, if you're wondering where I was holding your blessings up, God does not bless the person you pretend to be, but he blessed the person that you are right then in that moment. So that was really, really good for
that,
me.
You know, that was good. And that made me think of a conversation that I recently had with a queen whom I love dearly. And the question was, who are you?
Good question.
Who do you lay down with? Not the opposite sex, but when you're laying down at night, who are you laying down with?
That's a good question.
Who are you?
Absolutely. That's a good question.
I'm working on getting to know me in the midst of learning how to love me, in the midst of learning how to love others, and just live. You know, just live, y'all.
I know that's right.
Oh my God.
Is there anything else you would like to add?
I love y'all.
We love y'all.
Thank you.
Thank you guys for joining us. And we want to thank Kemper for taking out of time out of her busy schedule
to
come out and do this.
My pleasure.
I really appreciate
you. I hope to come back. Or will you invite me back?
Absolutely. Spirit fingers. Bye, y'all.